right.
Rob Carr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com.
RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Base vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast. It is episode 556. Of course it's happening. Of course it's happening, guys. It is the Homemade Broadcast. 6 o'clock, Wednesday. We're here. My name's Will Coons. This is Anna Hummel.
Hi, pop quiz.
All right.
Ready for... I like doing this pop quiz where I just ambush you with a question.
I'm ready.
All right. Went out last night on a Tuesday. Very uncharacteristic of myself. It was a good friend's 40th birthday celebration.
Ha ha. Old A-wipe. Right. 40-year-old loser. I'm just kidding.
She looks amazing, and she looks younger every year she gets older. So she surely is the Benjamin Button of women.
By the way, 40 impressive. Tuesday birthday, very 40-year-old thing to do.
Well, it was weird because her birthday is actually today. Oh. So it was like strange to organize a party not on her birthday on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Whatever. Anyways, it was
You know why? You know why? Because she's like, you know, it's a 40-year-old thing to do because, you know what, later in the week, midweek, and then later in the week, my schedule is going to be tight. So I better do it early in the week. Mm. You know, just get it out of the way. It's a very 40-year-old move.
Yeah, she had a friend organize it, which is certainly the move. It means that you're loved. Did you know that?
Yeah.
If you have a friend organize your birthday, like to the nines, and this girl went all out. She is a party planner. But the night ended a little strange. And I'm going to give you some options. It's a multiple choice question. I want you to guess which one I saw.
Okay.
Location, Water Street. Close to Amalie Arena.
Okay, yeah.
Sparkman's Wharf, for those that don't know. It's a ritzier part of town, Water Street's real nice. A lot of swanky clubs. Right next to the Addition. I don't know if you know what the Addition is.
Yep.
How familiar you are with downtown Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
Did I see a drug deal? Did I see B, a naked man hiding in a dumpster? Or did I see C, people having sexual relations on a club dance floor? What is your
guess? It's a trick question. D, all of the above.
Wrong.
Oh, no. Which one?
It would be B.
B was a naked man in a dumpster.
Yes.
Okay.
And it was very strange because I was waiting outside of this swanky club. We ring in midnight like it's New Year's Eve, but for my friend's 40th, we do these shots that were disgusting. There's actually a video of me like gagging. So gross. Anyways, and we leave at about 12:05. We're done. We're tired. Waiting outside for an Uber. And all of a sudden, out of left field comes this naked man. Ball swinging, penis out. And he's like hiding in a dumpster, but he's not homeless.
Oh.
He did not look homeless. We're on Water
Street. Well, you're nude.
Right in front of the Addition. He doesn't look homeless.
Yeah, but you're nude. How would you tell? Usually you can tell.
He had vibes. Yeah. He was like trying to cover himself and he was like peeking his head above pouts. And my friend goes, Anna, are you seeing this? And I'm just like, I didn't know if I was like too drunk. And I'm like, I think so. And then people across the street are like, hey, you see that? we're like, yeah. We're like confirming that the reality is reality sort of a thing.
Right, right.
And I'm like looking at him. He's looking back at us. And then all of a sudden he just like holds his crotch and like runs back to the hotel. My theory is that he was having sexual relations with a woman.
Oh.
And she like kicked him out.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So maybe it was a scenario. Well, obviously drug deal didn't happen, but you said sex on in the club.
I think what I saw. Of course, there could have been things happening I didn't see. But
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so that's my theory, is that he was having sexual relations with a woman and she like got mad or locked him out. And he's running around Tampa nude with his balls out.
Yeah. It doesn't matter necessarily. I'm just curious. Race?
Would you like to take a guess?
Not really, but I will.
It's a good one. I mean, okay, not a good one, but like, like you're not going to offend anybody if you say this.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Hispanic.
No.
Okay. Asian?
No.
Yeah, that's not very... All right, I'm just going to go white.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he looked like one of the girls' boyfriends. It wasn't, but he just looked like your standard, normal white dude. Clean cut, nice haircut. Didn't look homeless. I don't think he was homeless, but I definitely saw his butt cheeks and his pee-pee.
I mean, what's the size? Was it?
Well, I have an astigmatism. I was kind of drunk, so it's hard to tell proportions. Yeah, I think it was just fine, just average, just roll on.
Whoops. Didn't mean to do that, but there we go. It works. That's cool.
Yeah, okay. So some action on a Tuesday night in Tampa ended with a night where we saw a nude man running around town. So,
wow, that's pretty great.
It was a great, like, cap on the night.
On a Tuesday night.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. And then we saw these like construction workers like rode by in a truck, and they're like, "Did you see that?" We're like, "Yeah, we saw that." They're just making sure, like, people just want to make sure that they are not going crazy.
Yeah. Well, it's. I'm sure you were just like, "Wow," too shocked to say anything. But when you see somebody, what you didn't go like, "What's going? Like, what's up? What are you doing?"
I wanted to engage, but then I was like, maybe he's like a predator, and. You know, I was pretty drunk, so but I was also sober enough to know that I was drunk, if that made sense, where I was like, I don't want to put myself in a precarious situation where I'm like closing in distance on someone who might be crazy. I don't know. So I just kind of avoided it and just kind of, you know, appeared, but he was maybe less than 50 yards away, 40, 30. Like I could definitely see him.
Damn.
It was cool. I just saw his head like peeping up. Behind these pallets and then like a dumpster.
He wasn't calling for anybody. Like, hey,
nope.
They trying to get somebody to bring him some pants or something.
Nope. And then he just like scurried away, like covered himself and just like ran away. And I was kind of looking for him. Couldn't find him.
Oh God. By the way, you can super chat. That's a great way to get your comment read here on the show. But Mike from St. Pete brought up a good point. It was like the naked Starbucks man. Is this a scenario perhaps where if you tuned in last week, I told the story about a naked old man that I saw cleaning his butt cheeks with his khakis because I think he had a bathroom accident. Could it be a bathroom accident?
Perhaps. I don't know why he would need to handle it outside in the nude.
Yeah.
It wasn't like he came out of a car or anything. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
You don't know where he came from.
No,
right?
I don't. I'm suspecting from the addition, but I don't know. And the addition for those
no shirt, demos, no yeah. Like open white shirt, nothing.
He was just completely nude. I think it was like some sort of sex thing gone wrong.
Yeah, was it near apartments?
It was right by the addition, which is like a swanky hotel / condo.
That's probably what it was.
That's what
somebody came in the room and he didn't.
Yeah,
come in the room or he maybe left he the room.
Perhaps. So it's fun to just think about, you know, the backstory of that.
Yeah,
but
that is
interesting. I was there. I saw it.
I'm going to work on the green screen. I like being in the Oval Office, but it just it's not working for some reason. 813-693-2124. We're going to try to take phone calls in the 6:30 hour because we do a little bit up front and then we do a little bit behind extra time, uncensored. So you get a good look at my vacuum here today. So sorry about that. And you're welcome. At the same time. By the way, Anna, I don't know if you noticed, but I've been I'm back to doing the blog. Putting up news stories and making comments. And
that's you typing.
That's me typing here all day. Has some extra time. HMBradio.com/news. You can learn about the swans that were stolen and returned to Polk County, the new crypto island, which I actually want to talk about here on the podcast. I actually might try to get those guys because, you know, Beer Can Island, the one that's right in the middle of the bay.
Yes, I've been there before.
Yeah. A lot of people go there and party. So it got wrecked out. For the hurricanes that came through, and they're doing kind of I think it's cool. It's also, I have cryptocurrency. I'm just going to be honest with you. Like I invested a small amount of money in Bitcoin and some other trash coins and stuff. I got into the craze. I also think it's cringe for some reason. I think just the stigma that has been around is kind of cringe a little bit, but what they're doing with this island is they're basically putting it on the blockchain and they're selling ownership through shares on the blockchain where you can buy. They're owners of Pine Island, the Beer Can Island.
Okay.
So it's kind of cool. Go check it, read about it, hmbradio.com/news. And then I also did I did a lot of stuff this week. I'm feeling good, productive.
Good.
Neil, our buddy Neil here watches every week. He was asking about shirts. So I made a new shirt. I have the shirt and it's the World Champions logo on your heart. And you can get that at hmbradio.com/store. Also that graphic you can also get on a beer koozie, $5, super cheap. So go buy that. That'd be cool. What else? I think that's it as far as announcements.
Productivity ends.
I did a website, like a me website.
I got you. I've been told by a lot of people to do that. Did I listen? No.
I thought you had one.
I think I started a Wix one. There is
one that I found, and it's just your name, and it just says your name, and then there's a nice picture of you.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, so I guess I did start.
Did you
it.
Know? Do you want to look at your website?
Not really, but yes, we will. Let's.
It's a good picture of you.
Wow. Yeah. A shout out to Joe Sale for the airbrush.
Yeah.
Appreciate you.
Let's see. Should I show it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not a bad pick.
Share
screen. I got a lot of bad picks. That one's all right.
Yeah. SanaHummel.com.
It's the picture I use pretty much for everything.
Yeah. That's good. And then there's no, you can't do anything to it.
Is there?
I'm clicking your boobs right now. Nothing's happening. Clicking your teeth.
Why are you saying boobs in quotes?
Boob. Do you just have one boob?
Oh.
Booba. Not. It's just one small one.
Yeah.
One nipple right in the center, like a cyclops.
Mm.
That's how we do it. That's how I found out. And I was like, I wonder if you have one of these, because you tend to be much more of a go-getter, particularly in trying to find something else than
me. Yeah.
So I was like, I wonder if she has a website. And then I saw this and I got, do you want to see mine?
Yes, I would love to.
Okay.
Did you buy the domain or?
I bought the domain, willkuntz.com. It's mine. Here's mine, what I did.
That's also cool. A Joe Sale.
That is a Joe Sale, yeah.
Picture.
It's very
Whatever
simple.
What happened to him? He just kind of like disappeared, it seems.
I don't know. Is he still
dead?
Here?
Oh.
I don't know. But this is it. And it's got my little demo there.
That's perfect.
Yeah. That's it. So we had a lot going on this week. I wanted to write about this one today. I just unfortunately did not get a chance to make sure it's there. Yes, there it is. And thank you, Gary.
Gary, thank you, Gary.
Coming in with $1.99.
Dale,
appreciate
Joel,
that.
What does it say?
Gary Dale.
Dale.
My man. No comment, but that's all right. Tampa Bay Bucks player named as a victim of home burglaries that targeted pro athletes across the country. There they are. They took a picture of themselves in the house with the watches and the safes and some nice guys. Just bros being bros, you know, hanging out. The Department of Justice charged 7 Chilean nationals in connection to burglaries that targeted NFL and NBA players, including a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. According to the DOJ, acting U.S. Attorney Sarah Sweeney announced the unsealing of a complaint that charged 7 Chilean nationals. Pablo Cartes. Do you want to read these? I feel
yes,
like you're better.
I really like that. Pablo Cartes, 24. Ignacio Cartes, 20.
Related, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Oh. Bastin Ferrant, 27.
Okay.
And Jordan Sanchez, 22.
That's right. That's easy enough.
Bastian Morales, 23. Alexander Chavez, 24.
Chavez.
And Sergio Caballo, 38.
With conspiracy to commit interstate transportation of stolen property. The complaint said the men were members of a South American theft group that burglarized professional NFL and NBA players around the country when they knew that they'd be away from home or on away games or playing in those games. The group is accused of stealing over $2 million in valuables from the players' homes around the country. Really smart move, right? Like
to
if you know, yeah, it's like, you know,
game.
Yeah, you know, they're going to be gone, that they're not there. I don't know how you can't guarantee that someone else isn't there, though.
Yeah, and don't these
they probably don't care.
Players have like security systems and
I bet they do, but probably not as many as you think.
I mean, they must have like some alarm or something, a gate, just to, not that you can't infiltrate that, but still, it's like one line of defense.
They probably live in a nice neighborhoods and they're thinking that this ain't going to happen here.
But this has been happening to like at least a half dozen people. So you'd think that you would install something.
Well, they're being targeted, but there's also you do the odds, hundreds, if not thousands of professionals. What are the odds that it's going to happen to me? I don't know. The group is accused of stealing over $2 million in valuables from the players' homes around the country. The complaint details burglaries at 6 athletes' homes across the country, including one in Tampa. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers player home was burglarized on October 21st, 2024, while the team played in Tampa. He was at work. He just knew they was going to be at work.
Yeah, he wasn't out of town. He was just at the game.
Yeah. The Buccaneer player, who is not named, had jewelry, designer watches, a luxury suitcase, and a firearm, all stolen from the home. If convicted, they face a maximum sentence of 10 years in federal prison. How about just sending them back to go back home? Here, Chile. Here's Mr. Chavez. And why is this guy not? There's only one guy here.
Is he a minor?
No, I think they're all of age.
I don't know.
20, 23, 22, 38. This guy's definitely the 38-year-old, right in the bottom left-hand corner there. Oh, yeah. Gotta be. Wow, Gary, again. Try this again. Love the show. Thank you. Appreciate that,
Gary. Thank you, Gary. Much appreciated.
Yeah, you rock, dude. That would be good just to... Now, don't worry about it, guys. You know what? In fact, keep the watches. Just go home.
Mm-hmm.
Take their car. What player was it, I wonder? What Buccaneer player?
I mean, I could maybe name one.
Which one?
Baker Mayfield.
Okay.
Then I also know, you ready for this? Ready for Sports Talk with Anna? Mike Evans.
Yeah. That could be one. Because a lot of them have wives. So I think if you do it, you got to do the due diligence. Like, are they married?
Mm.
You know, they might have a housekeeper or somebody can, they probably don't have that. I don't think they're that bougie. That's like old money, you know, having help around the house.
And they probably have someone maybe come clean the house a couple times a month, but maybe
I suppose
not
like a live-in
housekeeper.
But what are the odds? Yeah, that they're going to be there cleaning that day.
Yeah, when I
you're
don't
breaking
know.
Into
Do
their
you think
house.
That there might be a situation where the housekeeper might be in cahoots with
I mean,
these it's, gentlemen?
It's not impossible.
Mm.
It's not
I'm not
impossible.
Suggesting that all house workers are Chilean or even Hispanic. I'm just saying 99.9% of them are. So,
yeah, it sure seems that way. Mm-hmm. Garrett says, don't buy this. Don't use this to buy Girl Scout cookies. $1.99, I don't think is enough.
No, they're Garrett like Bear. $7 a box.
I saw them at Publix.
Did you go like this?
No, but you know what I did?
What?
Went in through the exit. Didn't go in through the entrance because they're posted right up next to the entrance.
I just make eye contact and don't say anything. they don't want to talk to you when you do that.
Yeah, freak them out a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah, I don't know if this is a kind of a statement that's a little, not risque, that's not the right word, but controversial, I guess is more the word. But I don't like Girl Scout cookies. They're garbage.
Like all of them?
All of them stink.
Mm,
I mean, there's some that are better than others, but like if you give me a nice bakery cookie from any bakery, way infinitely better than any Girl Scout cookie.
Yeah. Like another maybe controversial statement. I think Oreos are garbage.
Oh, I don't think Oreos are garbage.
They're good as like a topping on something else, but they are certainly not the main course dessert, in my opinion. They're just bland. I don't like the texture. I like a soft cookie, not like a crunchy cracker.
Those are definitely crunchy cooks.
Yeah. There. So
yeah, I like Oreo. I think they're just so unique, you know, that you don't really see like anything like an Oreo in a bakery.
Oh,
and bakeries tend not to do like an artisan Oreo. They're just like they perfected it. We ain't nothing with it. And it's simple. It's just like a chocolate cookie.
Yeah.
With some delicious.
Maybe the closest
cream.
Thing you see to it or see related to it is like maybe like a macaroon, but even that is vastly different than an Oreo. Yeah. Going back to Girl Scouts, is it like a felony to like catcall a child or something? Or like,
well, in what kind of way?
Innuendo. Like if they're like, oh, do you want any cookies? And I said something like, only if we Lady and the Tramp it or something sick, would I get in trouble for that?
I don't know if it's illegal, but I think the parent would be within the rights to smack you.
Really?
Or be like, what does that mean? Like, I mean, it means you want to smooch their kid.
Yeah. But I didn't do anything. I didn't touch the kid.
Yeah, but
it's not kiddie porn.
If you're doing it in front of the...
Like, if I'm just trying to... Yeah, I'm just wondering if it's against the law.
Yeah, I don't think it's against the law.
Can you catcall children? Call in. Discuss.
Yeah, we're gonna
write in the comments below.
We're gonna try to take some phone calls if you want. Mm-hmm. It's usually just been Joe. I don't think Joe's here today. Mm-hmm. I hope he's okay.
We missed you, Joe.
I hope he's all right. If you do want to call in, we're gonna do that 6:30. The phone number is down here. You can text or voicemail. I did get a voicemail, which I thought was pretty funny. Let me see if I can find a way to play it because
was it hate?
It
mail?
Made me laugh. No, oh. It actually wasn't. It's this guy that calls in. He says his name is Dino, but I wonder if this will work. Okay, so I have to share this tab instead. There's no vulnerable information here, I don't think. It's just my email. Share this tab instead. All right, I'll do it. I'll take the risk. Let me make sure it's there. Yes, okay.
Well, Dino Cook, how's everything? I'm concerned about your drinking, though. You got engaged. Please slow down, or it's not going to work out.
Thank you, Dino.
Dino sounds drunk.
Which is ironic, right?
Because he's worried about your drinking problem.
I'm pretty sure Dino, it says Mark on the whenever he calls in. I don't want to give out. Like, but this guy is the guy, and God bless him, who sent me the bottle of Maker's Mark to drink.
Oh.
So, I mean, like, you're kind of supporting my habit, Dino. I got to tell you.
Huh.
He was kind of mad. Like, he's been posting stuff like, what the heck, on the YouTube pages? Like, this, where's the laughs? So he's getting mad at us. I guess we're not funny enough.
Oh, we're not funny enough for him? That means he needs to drink more.
People will turn on you. Well, he was definitely drinking that night. But, yeah, he actually left that on my CMG email. Did you know that every employee does. I don't even know if I am an employee anymore, but you can call CMG Tampa and then you can like type in KUN on the dial pad and then it will send you to a personal voicemail and then I get it via email.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Why does Dino know that?
I don't know why Dino knows that, but he will call me. He's left messages on the Google line too that I have here just for the podcast, but he started initially, it was usually bashing my former radio partner to me, and it was not nice, but
so he's team Will,
I guess. So I thought he kind of hated me initially, but as well, so he must have been leaving us both voicemails, but then I think he warmed up to me.
I see.
So Dino, I'm good. I'm cleaning myself up a little bit, cut way back. I'm much happier now. I don't know if you can tell, but I have much more of a pep in my step over the past I don't know, a few months since I quit that stupid job.
That, and I didn't you start with the colon broom?
I didn't start it, but I guess maybe I did start it around then. Been using the fiber supplement.
Yes.
And you watched me take it.
That helps you keep it solid. Because I feel like you don't have a problem going. It's just that it's always diarrhea soup.
Yeah. It's always a little... Yeah, I guess that's a good word for it. It's usually just water, typically.
Like every time.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, yeah, pretty much for a long time. But the colon broom, this is not an ad for colon broom. I got to be honest, though. It really does a great job. It's really good at its job, the colon broom. It makes everything happen. And happen easily. And all at once, and not water, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. However, it's very expensive. A container is like $60 or $70.
Which lasts you?
Like 2 weeks. My partner, as I like to call her, she bought, I was making fun of her because I found all these containers. She must have got, she must have been on the train early. And she just had like tons of colon broom. I always call it colon bloom for some reason, like in the closet. And I was making fun of her because I was like, what, you know, making poop jokes to her. It made her very uncomfortable. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to try this stuff because I got issues. And it started working really well, but she had like tons of it. And she just didn't cancel the subscription. So she kept getting more and more. So I had like an endless supply, what seemed like an endless supply, but it really only lasted me about 5 months.
Did she also try to use it, or have you just taken her stock completely?
I took the whole thing. She doesn't use it because she says, well, I don't really need it, number one, which I'm like, good for you, she humble brag. Can't afford
anymore.
And she doesn't, like, you have to drink it fast. You got to gulp it because it just turns... It gets hard.
Oh, it like coagulates.
Yeah, yeah, like fast. So you gotta drink it fast. Otherwise, it's not.
Do you feel good. It immediately expand in your stomach?
Yeah, kind of.
I hate that feeling. I've taken Metamucil a few times, and I just feel it's like it's nasty, but it does work.
Yeah, I mean, I miss it. I had to get some generic ripoff, and it's not the same. Yeah. Doesn't work the same.
I don't know. I've tried Metamucil a few times. My mom, she calls it vitamin M, and it does work. Because I was having some issues. Sometimes when you travel, it backs you up a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
So that happened when I went to California, and my mom gave me some Metamucil, and it worked like a charm. So
the only thing I don't like about Metamucil is it's got the yellow 5 in it. I'm hoping
that's the dye that RFK Jr. is all.
That's what I was going to say. I hope that he takes it out because then I'll just buy Metamucil. Metamucil is pretty reasonable price wise.
Yeah.
Why do they put that in? Does it, people need it to be yellow or orange? I don't care.
So people think it's like Tang or I don't know. I don't know, dude. I don't know.
How dumb.
That's maybe to kind of like set it apart. So if you like take it somewhere, it doesn't look like it's cocaine or I don't know. I don't know.
It's just, it would be brown because psyllium husk, I think, is like, you know, a grain.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But so the one that you showed me was like white.
Yeah, this was, it had a bunch of different things in it. I can't even pronounce the things, but one of them was psyllium husk, and it's just very finely ground. Mm. But it doesn't really taste like anything, but I think that the this podcast is doing top. Well.
Yeah.
40 talk. That's what we're going to call this one. It has it's a little bit more grainy. Mm. It's not super fine. Mm. So I feel like it just does better to scrape the insides of meat.
You good.
Know? I did see this. What is this now?
What?
Bubba told Joe he can't come around on a Hummel any longer.
Well, Joe's been staying at my house for the last several months, so that's going to be a problem.
He's been privately nursing him. not allowed to be around. Wonder what happened with that. That's interesting.
Sorry that people are forced to pick sides. You know, that's
is that real?
I don't know. Joe, I don't want to get him in any more trouble, but I've heard through the grapevine that there might have been some issues today.
Oh, no.
Which is unfortunate, but, you know, not all people can be, not all adults can act like adults. Let's just put it
so he's way. Not allowed to watch her show anymore?
I guess not. I guess those adults made him given. Poor Joe. He's really been dealt a bad hand. You know, not only think about that you are messing around with a Puerto Rican hooker who feeds you angel dust. And somehow, and I know I've heard the story, I'm probably messing it up, but you get some sort of clot in your foot, your leg, and somehow that paralyzes the rest of your body, but not enough to where you can't eat pizza in bed.
Yeah, and well, thank God for that.
Yeah, he's just bedbound in a nursing home at 45, and the poor guy is just, you know, all he has is the shows that he watches. His mom passed away last year, unfortunately. He doesn't really have a lot of people in his life. He just has pizza and donuts and us. And I just feel like, listen, have a little compassion, people who are listening right now. Reach out to Joe. Ask him how he's doing. It really makes his day when you do that.
I'm thinking this might be a real thing because Joe did send me a message and I was working, so I couldn't. And he said he needed to talk to me, which just say it. Just say in the message.
Yeah.
You don't have to be like, I need to talk. Just say it. You have access.
It does kind of pique interest when he does that, which is good, like, teaser technique. But also, yeah, just say it.
So this did happen. He did get about 25 minutes of airtime. So he called the sponge.
Why?
And did, what did he say? Oh my God, I'm so interested now. Okay, let's not bore Radio St. Pete anymore and podcast listeners. Let's go over to the extra time. People tell me what happened in the comments, or you can call, I guess. We'll take calls now.
Let me give the number.
Yeah, I do. I'm going to put it up here.
Okay.
Boom.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah. There it is right there. You can tweet. Don't tweet because I don't have Twitter anymore because I didn't get a job because of my Twitter account. But tell me what happened in the comments or call in. I'm very interested now. We'll say goodbye to Radio St. Pete. Thanks for stopping by. And join us live on Wednesdays, willsyoutube.com or hmbradio.com. Or no, sorry, hmbradio.live. I found out I own that URL too when I was building the website. And you can join us every Wednesday. Tune in, join, call in. It's fun. Talk to you next week. See ya.
Bye.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.